Welcome, Immigration Nation, to the race for the 2024 American presidency. In a previous video, we analyzed what these candidates did on immigration when they were president. But today, we answer the question, what do these two great competitors propose for their presidential candidacy in 2024? It's an obstacle race where each proposal is a new challenge. Who will reach the finish line? Let's meet our competitors and discover what obstacles they will face on the road to the presidency. In the blue team, we have current President Joe Biden, who aims to finish the job he started during his first term. Biden has focused his campaign on maintaining more inclusive immigration policies. Biden promises a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, providing a legal route for millions of people who have lived in the United States for years without secure immigration status. Of course, some consider this a strategy to gain votes, but this is consistent with his more than 40 years in public service. Additionally, Biden proposes reforms to the asylum system to make it more accessible and efficient. But will these reforms be enough to address the overwhelming number of asylum applications? Not even the experts know. Biden also commits to reuniting separated families at the border, addressing one of the most impactful humanitarian tragedies in recent years. Although, some critics point out that this administration has yet to locate all affected families. Furthermore, Biden promises to review immigrant detention policies and improve conditions in detention centers. Of course, this would be a priority. We need our unwelcome guests to feel at home while awaiting their departure. Now, last but not least, Biden has implemented and is working on several initiatives to address the crisis at the border and improve the asylum system. One of the most prominent is the Bipartisan Border Security Package, which is a series of measures designed to address the crisis at the border and improve the asylum system while treating migrants fairly and supporting border communities. This bipartisan package reaffirms border control and establishes a more efficient asylum process. For example, it moves the asylum process out of immigration courts to expedite decisions and ensure that legitimate protection claims are adjudicated within 6 months or less by USCIS asylum officers, reducing case backlog in the courts. Additionally, the bipartisan package includes measures to ensure the protection of minors' rights and address the opioid crisis. This means ensuring access to legal counsel for certain incompetent individuals and unaccompanied minors under 13, as well as implementing legislation to combat the fentanyl crisis. Regarding border security, the bipartisan package also addresses the threat of cartels and establishes measures to combat their influence. Furthermore, it establishes a maximum limit of individuals allowed to cross the border and implements a border closure when the number of migrant encounters exceeds the capacity of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Using a new temporary expulsion authority called the Border Emergency Authority, BEA. In summary, the bipartisan border security package aims to address the crisis at the border efficiently and humanely, ensuring that migrants are treated fairly and that border communities receive the necessary support. These measures aim to improve the asylum process, protect migrants' rights, and ensure an effective response to border challenges. It will be a matter of time to analyze how this border plan will unfold. But tell me, Immigration Nation, what do you think of this border migration strategy? And in the red team, we have former President Donald Trump, who returns with his tough approach to immigration and border security. Trump continues to promote anti-immigrant policies, including the construction of the wall on the Mexico border. Because if there's anything that will stop immigrants, it's a wall. Or not. Additionally, Trump proposes the travel ban on certain majority Muslim countries, because nothing says national security like banning entry to certain peaceful citizens. Trump also suggests canceling visas for foreign student protesters against Israel. Because you know, why not punish freedom of speech while we're at it? Furthermore, Trump seeks to end birthright citizenship in the United States. Because you know, being born on American soil should be an achievement, not a right. Who needs more citizens anyway? Now, let's not forget one of the most controversial proposals that Trump promises for this 2024. If Donald Trump returns in 2024, get ready for a migratory spectacle of epic proportions. Trump is ready to expand his immigration attack to incredible levels. We're talking about massive detentions in camps so large they could rival small cities, where the undocumented will await their turn for the grand deportation. Trump hinted at this plan at a rally in Iowa in September, stating that he would carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in the history of the United States following the Eisenhower model, a 1954 campaign aimed at stopping and expelling Mexican immigrants. But that's not all. Trump has more tricks up his sleeve. He will revive the entry ban for citizens of certain Muslim countries. And let's not forget the icing on the cake, rejecting asylum requests under the pretext that migrants are carriers of infectious diseases. Of course, because diseases don't discriminate. And to carry out this entire circus act, Trump is ready to deploy a cast of federal agents, volunteers from Republican-led states, and build camps larger than Trump Tower. If Congress disagrees, no problem, he'll just pull some dollars from the Pentagon, as he has already mentioned. So, Immigration Nation, before you vote, I invite you to think about the future you want for yourself and your family here in the United States. I would like to hear your opinions regarding what each contender is saying they will do if elected president in 2024. Both candidates have very different visions on how to address immigration in the United States. The central question is, who is better for immigrants? As an immigrant and immigration lawyer, it is clear that my choice is for the candidate who proposes the benefit of immigrants. But what do you think? Tell us in the comments. With so many obstacles in the way, from walls to travel bans, the decision rests in the hands of the voters. What future do they want for immigration policy in the United States? Remember, Immigration Nation, we are all immigrants, and we are in this together. Thank you for being part of this community, and don't forget that if you need legal assistance, don't hesitate to ask for help. See you in the next video.
Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.